Shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Touchdown! Yes! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
The Rangers call! That's on 4th and 5!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami!
How are you today? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. I am your host, Mike, on this Thursday, November the 1st. November is here. I hope everyone had a safe and fun Halloween yesterday, and everyone got a lot of candy, especially for their kids. Not for the adults, for the kids. I hope everyone's children got a lot of candy, and everyone had a blast and took a whole bunch of pictures that they can just reminisce about in the many years to come. On today's show, later on in the podcast, I will be joined by Antoine Staley from USA Today to talk about all things Miami Dolphins. We'll talk about all the injuries that the Miami Dolphins have. We'll talk about their outlook for the next 8 games and, of course, this upcoming Sunday's game against the New York Jets. But before I get to that, there is a couple things I want to talk about. It was announced on Wednesday that quarterback Ryan Tannehill will not play this week against the Jets, that the shoulder injury, which nobody is really quite sure what the shoulder injury is. It's never been disclosed to anyone in the media what exactly the shoulder injury is. He's still not ready to go. I've been saying on this podcast for weeks, and I stand by it, I don't think Ryan Tannehill plays another game for the Miami Dolphins this year. I don't think he plays another game for the Miami Dolphins ever. I think we've seen the last of Ryan Tannehill, because if you look at the Dolphins' schedule, from the last 8 games are pretty rough. Aside from the 2 games against the Buffalo Bills, you know, there's no game that you can point to on that schedule and say, you know, that's a win. Now, I think this week's game against the Jets is one of the easier games they have left, but by no means are the Miami Dolphins a lock to beat the New York Jets at home, especially the way they've looked the past 12 quarters, where the Miami Dolphins have not been able to stop anybody. They let the Chicago Bears go up and down the field on them. They let the Lions go up and down the field on them. And they let Houston go up and down the field on them. And I know they did have 10 days off, but they also lost Vincent Taylor in that time. And I'm not sure if they're capable of stopping many teams. So the Miami Dolphins are a mess right now. And the more they lose, I think the less likely it is you see Ryan Tannehill back on the field for the Miami Dolphins in 2018. And if he doesn't play again this year, I think odds are we've seen the last of his time in Miami. And it's unfortunate because, look, he's been here for 7 years. Off the field, he is one of the best human beings out there. Ryan Tannehill's a great guy. He really is a great guy. He's given everything to the Miami Dolphins organization. He's taken a lot of crap from people in the press, from, I would say, at least half the fan base. So it's unfortunate if this is how his time in Miami ends. But it is the reality of the situation that, you know, Tannehill's time here in Miami might be up, and I don't know if he's going to play again this year. This shoulder injury, you know, from the little tidbits of information we got here and there, which it really hasn't been much, does sound like it's more serious. I know last week he was throwing a tennis ball. I mean, to go from throwing a tennis ball to being able to play in an NFL game, you know, I mean, to me, it sounds like you're just weeks, if not months away. And by the time he is ready, I think the Miami Dolphins season will be over. That's just my opinion. I think they are going to probably, you know, maybe they beat the Jets, maybe they don't. But after that, you're hard-pressed to find a lot of wins in these final 8 games for the Miami Dolphins. So if Tannehill, I don't know. But it was announced today he will not play this week against the Jets. And we'll see what his future holds. It doesn't look promising, though. It really doesn't. And the Miami Dolphins will be in the market for probably multiple quarterbacks this upcoming offseason, probably one in free agency and one in the early rounds of the draft for sure, as they got to start over at that spot. They really do have to start over at that spot. Brock Osweiler's played well. He has no future in Miami. Let's just be honest. He really has no future in Miami, but he has played well, and you can't really knock him. He has surprised many, including myself, with his play, because he looks so bad. He looks so bad in training camp and so bad in the preseason. But since he has stepped in, he's played okay. Not perfect by any means. Nobody's saying he is, but he's played okay. And this week he'll have another opportunity at home against the Jets. So what I'm going to do is take a quick break. And after the break, we'll be joined by Antoine Staley from USA Today to talk all things Miami Dolphins. So sit tight, and we'll be back after this.
Simbad Sports is the number one sports memorabilia company in South Florida and the number one place to go get your Miami Dolphins memorabilia. Simbad Sports has the likes of Rashad Jones, Cam Wake, Kiko Alonso, and Frank Gore in for autograph signings within the past year alone. So when in South Florida area, visit Simbad Sports at 1976 South University Drive, Davie, Florida. Tell them DolphinsTalk.com sent you.
Joining me on the DolphinsTalk.com hotline from USA Today, Miami Dolphins reporter Antoine Staley. Antoine, how are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I am doing okay. So let's start off talking about the injury to Ryan Tannehill. He's out this week against the Jets. One would take a logical guess. He probably won't play against the Packers and probably sit through the bye week. Does anybody exactly know what the injury is except for a shoulder injury? Has there been any more news on what the exact injury really is?
Well, we tried to ask Adam Case that today, and he said he doesn't know. Now
I don't believe him.
No, I don't either. I'm just telling you what was said.
Yeah, to me.
I said to everybody else, but he said he doesn't know, and we should ask the training staff, which I'm sure he knows. Just doesn't want to. I think I just think the way he's handled this has just been very poorly. I think the logical thing for him to do would have been to say, you know what, we know what it is. We don't want to necessarily reveal you right now. We hope he gets better with rest. And, you know, that would have been there. And I think people would have, it would have been kind of handled a lot better within the media and the mainstream fans. But the fact that he just keeps trying to hide it is making it worse. And that he's going to get continue to get bombarded with questions each week until we find out what it is.
Yep, and today I saw that Osweiler said he doesn't want to return to the bench, which is like one of those things where what do you expect him to say type of deal, but he's starting to become a little bit more vocal, like, hey, I think I'm doing okay and I want to play. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I've been one to think if the Miami Dolphins continue to lose here, and right now they have a ton of injuries and things aren't looking good, and they got a rough and – sooner, I mean, they got a tough schedule here from here on out. If they lose a couple more, I don't see why they would bring back Tannehill if he's less than 100%, because by the time he's ready, their season might be lost.
Yeah, I think the next two games are going to be telling. I mean, if they were to lose this against the Jets and then lose against the Packers, you're 4-6 at that point. And
why are you bringing him back?
You're still technically in it, but at that, all intents and purposes, then you would pretty much have to run the table. Just to make the playoffs. And I don't think anybody thinks that's going to happen, even though Adam Gase probably thinks that's going to happen. But that's just how he's wired. But, I don't see any point of breaking him back at that point.
Let's talk about the wide receiver. And is there any more news on wide receiver Kenny Stills?
He did not practice. He was out there on the field today, which kind of just gave everybody the impression that he did practice. But we got the injury report, so he did not practice today. Him and Charles Harris were both out there on the field, but neither one of them practiced. So I don't know how it's going to look for the game on Sunday. They definitely need him, especially with no Albert Wilson out there. Hopefully he gets better for sometime between now and Friday. But, yes, right now at the start of the week, it's not necessarily looking good.
Yeah. Let's go back to the Houston game real quick. And that game, obviously, the Miami Dolphins probably for the second straight game, they really could not stop the opponent and they couldn't stop the run. They couldn't stop the pass. They couldn't stop probably you, me, and 8 or 9 other guys out there. How much of this, Matt Burke's taking a hit here, but I don't think it's all his fault. I think some of it has to do with they have a lot of guys hurt. But how much of this should fall on Matt Burke, you think? And if Adam Gase is back in 2019, do you think Matt Burke is with him still?
It's really going to depend on how everything finishes and how that unit gets better. I don't see how you get better.
You
lost Vincent Taylor for the season. Obviously, William Hayes, your best run stopper, is out for the year. you already have injuries to Cameron Wake, who's not, he looks like a shell of himself. Andre Branch is not playing very well. Neither is Robert Quinn. Yeah, you picked up Ziggy Hood and Williams from playing with the Lions recently, but I don't think anybody thinks any one of those guys are going to help you do much of anything. So I don't know. If they're going to have to really finish with maybe an 8-8, 9-7 record, maybe to bring them back. But I think if they finish under 500 once again and they struggle with the run, which I think they're going to continue to do the rest of the year, especially with all the injuries, I think Burt could definitely be a casualty there.
Yeah, absolutely. And the guys that they signed this week, look, they are out there ready to be signed in late October for a reason. They're just, I mean, they're on the open market.
The bodies. Because,
exactly. And I think the Miami Dolphins, look, heading into this year, that was a top concern. How are they going to stop the run? And, the first five or six games, they played the run, not great, but I would say well. And they were okay. They held their own for the most part, but the past, I would say, probably starting with the Chicago game, and since they just haven't been able to stop anybody, and they got the win versus the Bears, so some stuff was sort of overlooked, but they really couldn't stop the Bears all day. They could stop the Lions. They couldn't stop Houston, and the Jets, they might look a little bit better just because the Jets really are sort of a mess right now on offense, but after the Jets, it gets tough with the Packers and the Patriots. Even the Colts are looking good right now. It's going to be tough to stop some of these teams.
Yeah, and they just, that's the one thing they like to do. They want to run the football, and the Dolphins can't stop it. Then, they could be in some trouble. But, yeah, you hit right on it. The Bears, a lot of people talk about the Lions and the Texans game. It all started in the Bears game. They were just fortunate to win that game because a lot of things, that was just a bizarre game. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they've given up an average of 200 yards on the ground the last 3 weeks. You're not beating anybody in the league if you're giving up 200 yards on the ground. I'm sorry. So, they're going to have to clean that up somehow. It's not going to be good. The run defense is not going to be great the rest of the year. But if it can just be adequate, maybe average, I think they would take that and they'll be able to win a few games. But, you cannot give up that many yards and expect to beat anybody in this league.
Yep, and the only reason they're probably going to win a few games right now is because they got three games left, one against the Jets, two games against the Buffalo Bills, who are probably a bigger mess than Miami, each one of those teams right now. So if they win a couple games, it's only going to be because they're facing teams that are just total train wrecks. Well, the Miami Dolphins are just, let's just say, injury plagued, I guess was the next way to say it.
Yeah,
but the Jets and the Bills,
that's not a given.
I know it's not a given. I know it's not a given, but if they win any games from here on out, I think it will be against those teams. I don't see him beating the Colts. I don't see him beating the Packers. I don't see him beating the Vikings. I don't see him beating the Patriots. So if they win any games between now and the end of the year, it will be because they're just playing a team that's probably a bigger mess right now.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Bills quarterback situation is just crazy. Horrible. Because now you got Nathan Peterman starting again. And because Derek
Barkley.
Anderson, they picked up Barkley. Yeah, Derek Anderson. I mean, they were in that game against the Patriots on Monday night for the most part until the fourth quarter. And then things just kind of came apart. Obviously, the Patriots ends up winning games like that, especially against New England. So, I expected it to come apart, and it certainly did. But, the Bills do have a great defense. It's just a matter of they can't score points. As far as the Jets, their defense is solid, too. How is Sam Darnold going to play? I thought he did some good things against the Dolphins the first time. How much he's progressed this meeting. It's going to be interesting. I'm curious to see what their game plan is to attack the Dolphins this particular time. It would not surprise me again if it was a close game, because in this rivalry, it seems like sometimes the road teams end up winning this game. So it wouldn't completely I think I am picking the Dolphins this week, but it wouldn't shock me if the Jets were to win this game.
I'm right there with you, because I think the Jets obviously are going to try and just run the ball a ton with Isaiah Crawl in, why wouldn't you make the Miami Dolphins show they can stop somebody on the ground? And if they can't, then why even try anything else? Just run it down their throats. The one issue with the Jets, where I think this might help Miami, is they don't have a lot of weapons in the passing game. Tight ends and wide receivers just aren't very good, which might give Miami a little bit of a break here for 1 week. Now, look, it's just a one-week break, but that might help Miami here for a week because they just don't have the weapons in the passing game. But they're going to line up and just run the ball and make the Miami Dolphins stop the run.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. And they're going to have to, if you need to put seven in the box, especially with a rookie quarterback down, make sure you can stop the run by any means necessary. Because if you can't stop the run, and that's just going to open up so many things for the Jets. And yeah, it's vital. They need this game. This is
this is
a must-win game. Nobody's really talking about that. They have to win this football game. They lose it. They lose on Sunday. Then, for me, all intents and purposes, I think the season is pretty much, almost over. Yeah,
it's almost over now. But if they lost to the Jets, they're probably looking at a pick in the top 10. I think it would get that bad, because then, really, aside from those two games,
they may win one more game the rest of the year.
Exactly. I think they'll split with the Bills, actually. I don't think they'll win them both. Yeah. They always head up there.
I think they'll lose in Buffalo.
Yeah. They always lose in Buffalo.
I think they would probably lose for Buffalo just simply because it's the end of the year.
It's going to be cold and snowing.
And they're going to be ready to get out of there.
Everyone's going to be ready to go play golf and get home or just leave, and they're going to mail that in. And then if you're the Bills, they've had a rough year too, but it's the final week right after the holidays. They're going to be home, probably have a little motivation to play somewhat well. So, yeah, that game has a disaster written all over it for the Dolphins. I'm with you. If they lose this week, they probably have a shot to win one more game the rest of the year. They're probably looking at a top 10 pick, which honestly, long-term wise, it's not the worst thing in the world. If you're a fan of the team, if you work for the team, it's probably really bad because it means your job's in jeopardy. But as a fan, that's not the worst thing in the world, because I don't see this as a playoff team. Even if they found a way to sneak in the playoffs, they're not going to win a playoff game. They could drill in the first round. But I don't see how they even come close to sniffing the playoffs. To wrap it up here, just one question about the NFL overall. Was there any surprises around the league? Not with the Dolphins, obviously, because they didn't make a move at the deadline. Was there any surprises around the league that surprised you with a move at the trade deadline on Tuesday?
Well, I won't say a shot, but Daenerys Thomas going to the Texans, because a lot of people have him going to the Patriots or some other team, but the Texans, that's a big move. And you get him along with DeAndre Hopkins on the other side. And I know they lost Will Fuller, who ended up torching the Dolphins on Thursday night. But, yeah, that's going to be a formidable team now. Now they have two quality wide receivers. I know Thomas is kind of on the back end of his career, but he still gives you a quality receiver in the league. And somebody that I think is going to benefit with, Hopkins on the other side. So I think that was a big deal, and I thought I was a little surprised by that. But that was a really big move, and I think the Texans are primed for them to make a move in the AFC. I'm not saying they're going to be the Patriots, but yeah, I definitely think they can make things interesting in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I was a little surprised that the Lions moved Tate, because the Lions have been playing well of late, and I know they're only one game out of first place. And I was surprised that they moved Tate, because, they have a nice little offense there. And to move him and not really have someone to take over his spot, I found a little surprising. And I do think Philadelphia here these final 8 weeks is going to make a run, because they are just getting healthy at the right time. And I think they're about to make a run.
Yeah, you're wondering how long it's going to last with the Redskins. I mean, they are playing really well right now.
They are playing well.
So you wonder how long they're going to hold on to the division. They certainly could. It could be a situation where you get two teams out of that NFC East in the playoffs. And I think Washington is really playing really well. I think, from what I understand, as far as the Caton move is, they were going to re-sign him. They just thought that it'd be better now to just go ahead and trade him. I guess they figure they're not going to make the playoffs. They're not going to re-sign Tate. Just go ahead and get something for him now while you can.
Yeah.
So I guess
that's a crazy division. That is a crazy division, because you have the Bears in first place at 4-3. You got the Lions in last place at 3-4, and all four teams are pretty much right on top of each other. So it's like any one of those teams could really sneak out of there. That's a crazy division. That's going to be fun to watch here at the end of the year. But yeah, those two moves really did sort of shake up each side, because the AFC South is wide open. And the I think with Philadelphia, I think they're the one team who can sort of challenge the Rams, because I think the Rams are loaded. But in the NFC, the Saints, I don't trust if they have to go on the road in the playoffs and play outdoors, because they're not the same team outdoors. I think Philadelphia is the one team who can actually challenge the Rams, with the Packers too, who can challenge the Rams and have a chance to actually beat them in a big spot.
I think if they – we're going to find out about the Saints next weekend. But
yes,
I think
we are.
If it's in L.A., I can see them beating them there. If it's, they have to go to Philadelphia, then, yeah, I don't trust that at all, especially with the defense going on the road. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I agree with you there. But in a warm weather climate, yeah, I'll trust them to do a good job against the Rams. So, yeah, I'm curious to see how that matchup's going to go. We got two good matchups up to upcoming week with that one and also the Pacers and Green Bay, obviously.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady on Sunday Night Football. I think everybody's going to be glued into that.
Yep, and we also got the Rams against the Chiefs, I think, in a week or 2 weeks, or maybe three
yeah,
weeks.
Mexico
that's,
City.
Okay,
yeah,
that, Mexico that's City. That's going to be a huge game. That might be the most watched game all year of the regular season, because that's a big game right there. The Rams and Chiefs, that's big time. But, yeah, thanks so much, Antoine, for a few moments of your time tonight. Everyone, check out the work of Antoine Staley at DolphinsWire.USAToday.com and follow Antoine on Twitter at Antoine Staley. Antoine, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, take care.
Have a good one.
DolphinsTalk.com is your one-stop source for anything and everything Miami Dolphins. From the award-winning DolphinsTalk.com podcast to original commentary, breaking news, and interviews with current and former players as well as media types, DolphinsTalk.com keeps you up to date and informed with all the latest happenings taking place in the world of the Miami Dolphins. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at DolphinsTalk and to check us out at DolphinsTalk.com every day for all your Miami Dolphins needs.
All right, we're back, and let's get to this week's pick segment. Last week, I was 2-1, and I pulled up in front and have a one-game lead over Jeff and Landon. For Jeff and Landon's picks, you'll have to tune in to the Landon and Jeff show and check out to see their three picks this week, but I do have a one-game lead on them. I have to give them some credit, though. They are on a bit of a tear and on a hot streak, so I have to get on the ball here to grow this lead because those guys are they're doing pretty good here about the past 3 weeks or so, and they have made up some ground on me, but I still have a one-game lead. Pick number one, game number one, and I don't think I've picked them all year, but I'm going to take them this week, and that's the Miami Dolphins -3 over the New York Jets, and this game is more of an anti-Jets pick than a pro-Miami pick. I think we all know that the Miami Dolphins for the last three games have not been able to stop anybody. But the Jets are a team, they might be able, at least for 1 week, to look like a competent defense. Number one, you got Miami, which coming off a little bit of a mini bye here because they played their last game on a Thursday. Extended break. That's number one. Number two, they got some new guys in the building. Don't know if they'll play this week, but if they do, they're going to be motivated, I think, and they'll be extra motivated to play well, at least for their first outing. That's number two. Number three, the Jets on offense are miserable. The Jets, yes, they can run the ball a little bit with Isaiah Kroll. After that, they really don't have much. None of their wide receivers put the fear in anybody. Their tight ends are nothing special. Offensive line is average, and they are starting a rookie quarterback who has played well at times but is still prone to the rookie mistakes. And I don't see the Jets putting up a ton of points here. I think this is a team where the Miami Dolphins can load up to stop the run. And I think they'll have some success against the Miami Dolphins at home. Always play a lot better. I know the last game against the Lions was probably the exception to the rule, but for the most part, they play a lot better at home. And look, whether you like them, whether you hate them, Brock Osweiler hasn't been awful. The Miami Dolphins, yes, they've lost two games in a row, but it's not really because of Brock Osweiler. Now, of course, any one of these weeks, he could just collapse, but I don't think it's this week against the Jets. So give me Miami -3 against the Jets at home for pick number one. Pick number two, I am going to Monday night and give me the Dallas Cowboys -6.5 against the Tennessee Titans. The Cowboys, I think they're going to have, after a week off, I think they're going to be motivated. Monday night, and they're playing a team that does not put up a lot of points, which helps them. And I just think the Cowboys, they're not the most talented team in the world, but I think... But they play hard every week. They do play. You have to give the Cowboys credit. They play hard every week, and I think this is a matchup where they will find success against. I think they're going to run Ezekiel Elliott all day long. I think Prescott, he's been playing well this year. I think he'll come up with a big game. And the Titans, week to week, you just don't know which team you're going to get. I don't know with them. And they're coming off a bye week as well. I really don't trust the Titans. I think the Cowboys at home on Monday night, 6.5. I think they'll cover. And give me the Cowboys for pick number two. Pick number three, it's almost so easy that it shouldn't even count, but I'm taking it. And that's the Chicago Bears -10 against the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are by far, look, you can say the worst team's the Giants, the worst team, the Buffalo Bills are the worst team in football. They signed Matt Barkley on Wednesday to play quarterback, or to at least possibly be the number two quarterback this week, to Nathan Peterman. And there's a good chance Matt Barkley, who was just signed on Wednesday, might actually play this week. The Bills are a mess in offense. They cannot move the ball. They cannot score points. The Chicago Bears will shut down the offense of the Bills. And honestly, if they score 13 points or 14 points, they're going to cover easily here. And I think they'll score a lot more than that. So give me the Chicago Bears -10 against the Bills. So my three picks are the Miami Dolphins -3, the Dallas Cowboys -6.5, and the Chicago Bears -10. For the picks of Landon and Jeff, you'll have to tune in to the Landon and Jeff Show. It's up on the website right now at DolphinsTalk.com. So that's all for today's show. We'll have a show probably this weekend, and of course on Sunday we'll have the countdown to kickoff show as well as the postgame wrap-up show. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at DolphinsTalk, and if you want to send me an email, I can be reached at DolphinsTalk1977@gmail.com. Everyone have a great Thursday, and we'll talk to you again after a while.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.